Just want to clarify one thing. The top two Rashis. So Rashi says the case was the Noif and Chesimanal. The Noif was Noif to the Rishus Rabbim, and he threw the Tzal the Seif Dal, which is what Rashi learns before, and Daf Dalam Abayz also in the recorded Baya, that the case was, it wasn't a case of throwing from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid, it was he threw four Amos in Rishus Rabbim, and landed on this tree, which is partially in Rishus Yochid and partially in Rishus Rabbim, and the Iker is four by four, and the Noif isn't, and he's Chayiv, on the Noif, which is in Rishus Rabbim, Agav the Iker. So we're saying that you need Dalet al Dalet, and the Rav Chis is not like Rabbi Huda and not like Rabbi and not like Rabbi Bonin. So where do you see the Rav Chis is not like Rabbi and not like Rabbi Bonin according to this first version? So I tell you he's going in the second version. The Southern Mishalim is not like that. Mishalim is going on the first version. Dalet to Dalet Amis, landing on this thing, which is not Dalet al Dalet. It's in Rishus Rabbim. The Iker is in Rishus Yochid, which is Dalet al Dalet. And that's Machlokes. Do you look at the Noif? Is it an extension of the Iker or not? The Kohen of Chistim Rishus Yochid, you don't need Dalet al Dalet. So the Mashor says that Rashi is understanding that since if in Rishus Yochid there's no significance of the Dalet al Dalet, you wouldn't be able to extend the significance of the Dalet al Dalet Rishus Yochid into the Noif and Rishus Rabbim, even according to Rabbi. Right? If there is a significant of Dalet al Dalet in the Rishus Yochid, not like Rav Chisda, so then you can say according to Rebbe, you extend that Chashivas, which is in Rishus Yochid, into the Rishus Rabbim, into the Noif, which is in the Rishus Rabbim. But if you know, you say, look, there's nothing if Dalet al Dalet, it's not an important point, if the Iker is in Rishus Yochid, that's an insignificant point in Rishus Yochid, according to Rav Chisda. So I would not be able to be Shadi Noif Basar Ikre. That's how the Mashal learns the first Lashon. Lishnachrina is, you could learn, it's going in that the Malacha here was not from Dalet Amos or Rishus Rabbim. The Malacha was over here throwing from the Rishus Rabbim to the Rishus Yochid. And according to Rabbi, Lishnachrina that's saying that the case was, so had it landed in the Rishus Yochid, you wouldn't need Dalet al Dalet, and the case was over here, it landed in the Noif, which is in Rishus Rabbim, and the question over here is a different question. Do we consider a Noif which extends from Rishus Yochid into Rishus Rabbim as if it landed in Rishus Yochid? And that's the Machlokes in Rebbe and the Rabbanan. The issue over here is not whether how large it was and how chashuv it was, but rather the issue is which Rishus it landed in, according to the second version. So they're not arguing with Rav Chisda's shayla at all. You know, they're not touching on the issue of size at all. So they're not impacting into Rav Chisda at all. Okay, we are in Rashi on the next piece of Gemara. Rechava Vav is Potter. Rashi Rechava Vav is Potter. That Rishus la'atzma, because when you throw this kaveris, which is 10 tefachim high, and it's six tefachim in its diameter, so then it's, which you can square off an area of 4x4 inside of an area of 6 diameter, that Rishus la'atzma, it's own Rishus, v'anan mishkan gamrin, and Rashi says, and therefore we learn from Mishkan, shohayu zarkim machteyem b'malachlan zelizeh, lohayu zarkim rishuyas, they never threw, where's the example of Zerika in the Mishkan? It wasn't, you didn't throw a Rishus HaYochid. You threw an item. You look on the side of your page, the Tosfos Yerushalmi says they had a Hutzah of Rishuyus. The Oren and the Mizbechos were items which were 10 Tvachim high and 4x4 Tvachim. So they were a Rishus. And that was part of the Malacha of transporting these things from the and that when they would dismantle the Mishkan and then take it from place to place, they carried the Orna, they carried the Mizmachos, which were Rishuyos. They were large enough to be a Rishus. Rashi's point, Pasha, is that in Zerika, you never had a case of Zerika of a Rishus. They didn't throw the Orna, they didn't throw the Mizmachos. They might throw an item one to the other. Now, this Lashon Rashi of throwing macht in, Kiregev tells you to look that the more later on in Sadiq Boba Mabez originally suggests that the Melach of Zerika of Dalai Lamas was based on the idea of throwing, they would throw their machat, their needle to the next guy over. The Moskva of the Gemara is that wasn't true. And the Moshe was looking for how you know the case of throwing Dalai Lamas is just so the Moshe comes out that it's a Loch of Moshe Mesinai. It's not based on the fact that they were throwing their machtim. They didn't borrow machtim from each other. They had enough machtim from each other, for each person. So I think Rashi, I would, I'm not going to answer Terry's Gasha, but I imagine Rashi just using it more along the lines of that was what you would expect to find was throwing of items as opposed to throwing Rishayus. Tosis again says that the idea was a different problem totally. Tosis says because it ends up throwing from Rishus HaYachid, where it started, into Rishus HaYachid, through Rishus HaRabim. But the end, you end up with Rishus HaRabim. Lawton, lasers in the base matters. Oh. Remember, Beloy Gavoya Asor Nami Rishus LaHatzmihi. The Shmo Karmelus Rashi says, what do you need to have to say? The case was it was 10 tefachim high. If you're giving it a status of a Rishus, so it was 7 tefachim high and it's 4x4, so it's a Karmelus. The Shmo Karmelus he. Shmuel Kamerlis, answer is, he loved Mira Raisa Haba Rishus, El Mira Bonon. Mira Raisa, it's not considered Rishus, only 7 Tvachim high, only 8 Tvachim high. So it's a Tindra Bonon. Volol Hokal al Divri Torah Book, Goin Zushi, Potem Echadis. Chomin did not give a Kamerlis a status of Kula. We're going to say Mira Raisa, really, this is not a Rishus, and therefore the person's throwing from Rishus Yachid into Rishus Rabbi and Yitzchai. Mira Bonon will give a status of Rishus, and therefore your pot. That the Chomer not going to do. The goal isn't to remove the status of Chiyuvim of the Torah. They can't do that. They can be Machmer, they don't carry over here. They can't be Makel to remove a Chiyuv of the Raisa.
I understand. I mean, isn't it a Makom B'Torah?
No, because it's 4x4. Even be Makom B'Tur, Makom B'Tur is a non-entity. It's not going to pat you from. Makom B'Tur means, by definition, it's not a Makom. So then you're throwing it through Shizu Rabim. You're throwing an item through Shizu Rabim.
Yeah, it's not really a Makom, but isn't it a plate? It has some definition to itself, and so remove it, it's like it's. But it's still Rishus by itself.
The question would be, when it lands in Rishus HaRabim, what did you, according to Rashi's idea that you're learning from the Mishkan, they didn't throw Rishus, this is not a Rishus. The definition of Makom B'Tur is not a Rishus. According to Tosis, the definition is that when it lands, it's a Rishus HaYachid. So over here, you say when it lands, it's a Makom B'Tur. So that Chashibus you didn't find. There was that you have to say Makom B'Tur. Later on, Rashi says there's no din of karmelus and kalim. In other words, in the Rishus HaYachid concept, we found an idea of a chashivas of ma'aseh set off and becomes Rishus HaYachid. Otherwise, it's a large item in Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't have a chashivas enough according to do that. Okay. Then in case Rabba said even if it's not six around, but if it's still attached to the, if part of it lands in the Makom B'Tur of above 10 Tvachim, so your potter, since there's always a little piece which extends up, you had, since it's 10 Tvachim high, it's impossible, there shouldn't be little reeds sticking up, minashesi, so that the kaveris was woven. So if you'd be weaving this basket, so the verticals of the basket are the chassis. The chassis is the one which you set up, a lashon of chassis, a foundation. So when you're anytime you're dealing with weaving, so the chassis is the one which is set up on the loom, would be the chassis, or the ones you have standing up, and what you weave in between is called the orav. It's taruvus. It goes mixes in and out. That's how you remember what chassis and orav are. So on the loom, what's set up in the loom is going to be the chassis, and what you put through is called the orate. And the basket you're weaving, you would have your verticals, then you would weave your horizontals through the verticals. So the chassis is some of them are going to be a little bit longer than the other ones. The Orev might all be on the height of, you know, per height of 10, which is what's where you wove it, but there's a chassis which sticks up above that. Well, in the Malam Miyud, it'll extend above Yud now. Shuavar Makam Patur. Now it's partially landing in the Makam Patur. It didn't land in Rishas Rabim totally, so it's not Chay. Kva Pia, Vizorka. And he turned it upside down and he threw it. Ayin Rechav Avav Koi, the case where it's not six diameter. So if he throws it and it's Zayin Umashu, who's Chayim? Im Gavoy Zayin Umashu, if it's seven and one little more than seven, a little more than seven, a Dayin Chayim, that'd still be Chayim. But Kol Shekein Pchusim, definitely if the Kaveris was smaller than that. But the point is, Alafilu Gavoya Zayin Amashu, the Ikel Remer, it's seven and Amashu. The Remer Hol Mechitzem Lamat. It's facing downwards, so its Mechitz is facing downwards. The Kamelon Halachol Moshe Mesinai the Din of Lavud. So now we say the Din of Lavud. So Kati Kula Nicha Brishas Rabim. It should be. He takes out those words. So the Chimata Pachus Migimol Samach Lakarka when it hits. Lavud is less than 3 tefachim. So it gets to the point where it's less than 3 tefachim. Vamar Bahu Lavud, and you say Lavud, Vahavi Hanoch, and now it's considered like it landed. Because now it's Lavud to the ground, so it's like it landed. But at that point, so maybe now it should be Potter, because it's partially in the Makam Patur. That's not true, because it's only a 7 and a Mashahu. 7 and a Mashahu plus 3 minus a Mashahu equals 10. So you're still within the 10 airspace. So a kati kula b'shavar shesarav mahu v'chayv.
How do you have lavud to air?
It's lavud to the ground.
Well, is it seven and a bit?
No, but it's coming. It's upside down. So it'll extend the mechitzas down, and as it's landing, so when it hits the airspace of seven of it's three tefachim off the ground. Mm-hmm. Then it goes one mashu below three tefachim. As it's landing, at that point in time, it's lavud to the ground. And it's 10 tefachim high. Mm-hmm. So he's still chayiv because it's only 10 tefachim high. So landed in Rishas Rabim. However, and Rashi is the case with some of the case where it wasn't Rishus. It wasn't 6 or it wasn't 4x4. I will go by Zayin Lamechsa. So, but
how can we say that there's a Hanacha?
Well, that's the we're going to say the din of love. Rashi here says lovud. I mean, some say that really we're talking about gurachas. So we're gurachas mechitzas. So like it landed.
So we look at it as something that's
it's right now
a little more than 10 and rapidly collapsing.
Right, but right now it's something which it's 10 tefachim high and it has landed. You have to be very good at virtual realities to learn Hilchus Hotzah on Shabbos.
You know, Lavud applies here for something that's dynamic. It doesn't have to come to rest.
Correct. Right. So that's, I think it means Gurachas Mechitza, but Rashi says Lavud. Okay. The truth is, but if it's seven and a half, so when it hits the stage of Lavud, it's extending above into the Shazarah, into the Avram Makam. So the moment of Hanako, it landed in the Makam Patur, or partially. So he's bought it. Really, the truth is, you don't need seven and a half. Who then the Shnei Mashahuyim is also Patur. As long if it's seven and two Mashahus, so it's a Mashahu above 10, and it's Lavud already. You say Lavud on the Mechitzes, but he kimonachas, and it's like it's monach. Nimsa shulel lamala, the bottom of it is the mala meisur, is above 10. But on erchah kula Rishas Rabim, it's not fully landed Rishas Rabim. Now, Rashi says, why don't you say it all the way around? Shulek kafah leklemer Lavud, when if you didn't turn it upside down, it's facing up. So say the same thing. Lamina Lavud elam Mechitzes. Lavud is a concept of extending a mechitzah. So I'm not sure between the difference between lavud and gurachas for these purposes. Fine. V'homilse bein l'baya bein l'rofa. This is true. Rava said before, you have the kruma sticking up in your pot. So it sounds like a buyer doesn't is not bothered by that. So it means that even though it's not fully landed in Rishas Rabim, buyer says Yechayiv. So why we're here, over here should also be Chayiv. Rashi says no. The buyer agrees to this case. The buyer not murder the Be'in and Hanacha Kula Rishas Rabim. The buyer agrees that it has to land totally in Rishas Rabim. Although the buyer Lechosh of Krumi is just the fact that you have a little reed extending up, that's not called didn't land in Rishas Rabim. The whole thing land in Rishas Rabim, there's a little mashu sticking up, there's a little one reed sticking up is not going to pat to you. But if the whole bottom of it is sticking up above 10, so you're going to be potter. Without the little extra thing sticking up, but the bottom of it is above 10, so you're potter. Comes along Rav Ashi says that you don't say this because the second is it's made to hold, the conversion is made to hold, you make your beehive to have your honey inside. It's not made to face downwards. So the encounters lovud. So lovud, a mechitza which is made to be a wall. So then you say lovud extends on the walls. A mechitza which is made, according to what Rashi is saying, it's not made to be a wall. It's made to hold something inside of it. Is a different type of mechitza, and that mechitza is not really mechitza. It's a wall of a keli. There's no din of lovud. Tosis argues on Rashi at one point over here. Let's say even like Rashi, the case was it was an item which was less than 4x4. That's what Rashi learns. The Kuvapi is going on the Enor Chabavav Koi. So the issue is, where did it land? Did it land in a Makom Patur or not land in a Makom Patur? So you say the moment of Lavud, it's considered landed and it's partially in the Makom Patur. But a minute later, it lands in Rishas HaRabim. So you have an item which you threw, went to the Makom Patur, and then ended up in Rishas HaRabim, not being a Rishos. Right? So Taisus seems to understand that case. You only say lovud on mechitzas, and mechitzas have to be that it has a status of a rishus, to have a din of mechitzas. So you don't say lovud in that case. So basically, what happened was it. We'll look at it at best is if it went through the air, shusha yachid makom patur shusha rabim, which that's the case of stav, which we pass in as chayiv. Shusha yachid threw the makom patur to the ground. So he says the case was dafke, it was chavavav, and mele it's mechitza of a rishus. So what happens is, at the moment you say lovud, at that moment it's considered like it landed in Rishas HaYachid. Then afterwards, why it lands in Rishas HaRabim afterwards? So then it went from that's like the hanacha of Yerzrika happens, and then afterwards it falls. So that's like falling from a Makom Patur into Rishas HaRabim. It's like there was a hanacha in the Makom Patur partially, and then it falls to Rishas HaRabim afterwards. You put it.
How do you call that hanacha based on the idea that it's
of lovud,
but it's still moving.
Right, but that's the chiddush of love. At that moment, it's like it landed in Rishas HaYachid. It completed its. Once it is within three of the ground, it's like it's on the ground already. So what happened afterwards is irrelevant. Okay. Back in the Gemara, Omer Ula, Omer Tisha Rishas HaRabim. Now we're going to learn a fascinating din. We know that Rishas HaRabim is always defined, but we said before, by the place where people walk or people stand. Here we're going to give a status of Rishas HaRabim to something which is made to hold items. Omer Ula, Omer Tisha Rishas HaRabim, you have an Omer which is have 9 tefachim tall in Rishas HaRabim. Rabim Mechasman Alabim, it's made in such a way that people can use it to adjust their packages on, you know, their backpack. They can put something down in there for a second and then adjust it and then move further. So it's made, it functions as a facilitator of the movement of the Rishas HaRabim. So the loch is bizarre when nochal gabov is chayiv. A person would throw and land on that. It's considered chayiv. It's not considered makom patur. It's not considered a karmelis. It's considered a part of the Rishas HaRabim. My time up. So nice is the rule of this. Pachad mishloisha is midrash dorsil te rabim. Less than 3 tefachim high is people walk that we had before, but the hizmi and the higgy, all those things. It's less than three tefachim high. That's part of the flow. There's a rabbim, and people walk on that. It's not going to pattern. So you have a little hillock, which is two tefachim high. That's part of the rabbim, and it lands or it's chayv. So same thing with an amud, that height would be the same thing. Mishosha batisha. If we go, it's within three. It's three tefachim until nine tefachim. Lo midrash darshile. You can't step on it. It's too tall to step on easily. So it's not made for the place of the hiluch of the rabbin. It's not made to adjust things on either. It's too low. Tisha vari mechasvi. But if it's nine tefachim high, the people definitely can use that as a place to be mechasvi. Okay.
So people put things on the object, or people put their foot on the
I thought that you're carrying something, you put it down for a second to adjust. So it's made for to facilitate walking. That's the chiyuv we're talking about. Things which are made to use by the rabbim as part of the flow of the rabbim.
You carry something by straps. The rest of the object.
Okay. What?
It's 30 inches off the ground.
Does this din?
We're not finished with that. The Morris will take it even further yet.
does the din change based upon how tall people are? In other words, so if then, you needed nine tefachim, now, people aren't going to, since they're taller, maybe they're not going to rest if it's nine tefachim. You need something taller.
Well, something taller already is a shesiyachid or it's a machin matur.
Nine and a half.
What? Okay, I don't know.
It's so fine. It'll be, machin matur.
It's an interesting thought. I don't know whether I can guarantee you there's no person who's going to tell you halacha l'maisa that's the mimekel on this chiv the shav chiv the raisa. But I hear the thought. Okay, Amalei Abayler of Yosef, Guma Mai. What would the halacha be in regards to a guma which is nine tefachim deep? Okay, so we know that in regards to the giving of the status of rishusa yachid, it has to be ten tefachim deep. Excuse me. So in the case where a person has something when he's in the b'nei rishus rabim, and they want to put it down for a moment till they, so they have a little depression where they can, hide it in, but like, you put it down on the ground, it gets stepped on. You put it in this depression, which is a little bit lower, so it's too short, people will step on it. So again, you can't put it down over there. If it's too deep already, it's just a yachid. Is there such a thing as a depth which is also facilitates walking when you put something down for a moment? To continue your walk, you'll come back and get it later on. Is that considered such a concept also? Being deep enough that people won't step on it, not being deep enough that it's just a yach. Does such a thing exist? So Omer Lei Bechein Beguma, it applies to Guma. Also, Rav Omer Beguma Loi, it doesn't apply to Guma. This idea that you want to extend, it applies to Guma also. It's also called, it's a usage of the Rabbim, which facilitates walking, and therefore it's considered part of the dinim of the Rishus Rabbim. That doesn't exist by Guma. My timer. That's considered more of a difficult type of thing to do. So it'll be considered a karmelis. I'm not sure exactly what he sees the difficulty is. I guess it's easy to be mechasev. You have to bend down to put it down. I'm not sure what the nekuda of al-yadayat is, unless he means it's uncommon to do it, which means if you really, 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 really need to do it, you'll do it. But that's not an average type of usage, and therefore it's considered al-yadayat chak. I'm more inclined towards the second pshat than the first pshat. It's very uncommon to use it for that purpose. But he doesn't seem to, then, if that's the correct pshat, he is not disagreeing in theory that would be considered a usage of the Rishus HaRabim. It's just it's uncommon to do that. But theoretically, you'd have if had it been so that people would use that, that would be considered a usage of the flow of the traffic, and that's considered would be chayiv also. Ravada Rasan is going to ask Rava a question. We have a brayso which says, if his container is sitting in Rishus HaRabim, and it's something which is Gavoya Sarva Chavadalad, No, sorry. It is a box which is 10 tochim high and it's 4 wide. So it's just a yachid that we had before. It's a box, but it stands off now as a shusha yachid. So I'm a tal to learn me teichah the shusha rabbim, the shusha rabbim, the teichah. So there's no, you can't transfer an item from it because you're dealing from shusha rabbim to shusha yachid. You're dealing with chiyuv the reis. Let's say pachas mikan, if it's less than 10 tefachim high, so it's not a rishus yachid. And not only that, Rashi says we did not even create a din of karmelus and a kelim. It's metalton. You're allowed to actually chavchilim move an item from there within dalad amis, from there into rishus rabbim and vice versa. V'chein beguma, and the same halach applies to the guma that we consider a guma as you're allowed to be metalton there. Now, if you tell me that the guma which is going down the ground, it's not a kupa. It's not. It's part of the. It's mamash something which is built in. So the issue is not kalim. So you can't use the rule of any karmelus for kalim. So if you tell me that's considered part of the flow of the traffic, it's part of the rishus rabbim, so you're allowed to be metaltal from the guma into the rishus rabbim. So under a certain depth, till a certain depth, we know, because people will step into it. So people step into it, it's definitely part of the rishus rabbim. But you're saying up to the point of 10, you're allowed to do it. So according to Rabbi Yosi, that we consider that point, it's not deep enough to be considered. It's not the Mishnah Siyachid. Until then, it's considered part of the usage of the Rabbim, so you're allowed to move metal to the usage of the Rabbim. But according to you, that you say that Gumanat, so Gumanat means that we consider it set off from the Shizah Rabbim, so it's like a caramelist already, so you can't be metal to from it in the Shizah Rabbim. So my Lava Seva, isn't it going back on the second level of the Seva? You're allowed to be metal to, so it's a cash on you. So Mishnah says, lower ratio, the Megul is going on the din of the ratio, but it's 10 deep, it's a problem. Okay. Esve. So there's a lacha of a rumit chuman. Rumit chuman of a person beginning of Benish Moshe, so beginning of Shabbos, he designates that this is his place where he's going to meet for Shabbos by putting food there. That becomes now his makom, and we count the chum from that place as opposed to where his house is, or even where he's standing theoretically. So you have a situation where. At the beginning of Shabbos, if a person is away from home, he's outside of the tchum of his home, and it's the beginning of Shabbos, where he stands, that's his tchum. If he puts food down over there, even though he's standing over here, and says, that's going to be my mokum, so that becomes his mokum, even if he's standing somewhere else at the beginning of Shabbos. Niskam lishus rishus rabbin. So that he intended to be shoyves in the rishus rabbin. And he put his food down for that purpose. But he niach eruva bebor, and he put it in down. You know, he put the food down, and there was some type of a pit over there. So lemalam yutfachim, if it's above, if the depth of the bor, I'm sorry. Well, right now we're assuming means with the bor, and if you put it within the bor above the within the last 10 tefachim close to the ground, eruva eruv lematam yud tefachim and eruva eruv. It's below 10, it's no good. So the Morris says, hey, well, what's going on in the case over here? Ilema bebor the isbe asara. The bore has a depth of 10. Well, the mala means you're saying you put it above 10 means the deloy, you put it higher up in the bore. V'osve, you place it over there. Well, the mata means the satoy v'osve. Then you put it lower down and you put it there. But then mali, the mala, the mata, hu b'makam echad, b'ru b'makam acher. He's in Rosh Hashanah, but he can't get the food. And the whole logic is because that becomes his place of his meal, which he can eat, but he can't take it out from the bore. Because the whole bor is rishus yachid. Once it's more than 10 tefachim deep, the whole thing up to the mouth is considered rishus yachid. So what does the brayser say? The brayser say means it depends on how deep the bor was. So bor which is less than 10 tefachim, it's okay. Alav a bor the less be'asura mitani ruve erip. So the bor had less than ten tefachim deep. And it's considered a valid Eruv, because he's considered like it's in Rishus Rabbim with him. So we consider that is a valid part of the Rishus Rabbim, which would be like Rabbi Yosef said, not like Rabbi said. So Rabbi answers like this. Zimnan Mishanalei. Sometimes Rabbi answered this question with the following answer is, so it comes out as, Hu Ve'eruv Be'Karmelis. that the case over here was that it wasn't Rosh Hashanah Mamash. We said in his Karmelis was Rosh Hashanah. He didn't want to be Shabbos in the middle of the road. He didn't want to be Shabbos at a Karmelis. And a boar less than 10 is also a Karmelis. That's Karmelis to Karmelis, which is Mutter. But my Karmelis Rosh Hashanah. The Fish Ainah Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So when the Brisa said, when the Brisa said, this Karmelis voice, in Rosh Hashanah, it meant a Karmelis. It just meant as opposed to in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's one answer that he gave. Zimmer Mishanalei that no, Huberish is a Rabbin, Rabbin Carmelis. That area, the pit is a Carmelis. He's standing with a Rabbin. And Mirabon, you cannot care from one to the other. However, for Rebbe, this price is going like Rebbe, and Rebbe Shita is Dhammer called Dhammer Shum Mishum Shvus, Loigazu Allah Ben Ashmashus. This are of the Rabbin, but they weren't going to the Rabbin's Ben Ashmashus. We'll see Rebbe again a few times through the Masechta. The more uses it in Erev in a lot in regards to this issue of Lois of Eruv, so Eruv is Chal Ben Ashmoshes. There's Shusim are not also Ben Ashmoshes, so there's always the carry from a Carmelis to Shusarab and Ben Ashmoshes. So Ben Ashmoshes, when the Eruv is effective, he's actually able to get it. So that's all you care about, even though later on he can't get it. Okay. Now, well, Lois Tema, don't think that this is a doichik to kapshat that I'm just coming pulling out of my hat. Well, the price is going like Rabbi, mehechatesi. Eladavka kamin lecha. The truth is that this pshat really fits davka like lashon over. It's meduyik. It seems that to fit. It's a precise pshat. Why did not? I'm sorry, he's going back on this his yisoid of Rashi says he's going back on his yisoid of that less than 10 is tashmash. Yeret chak is lishmei tashmash. Says this has to be so because I have a proof to it. Let's finish up the Mormon and we'll do Rashi's. Like this. That not. Imhoya rakak mayim. You have a rakak of mayim, which means you have a little gathering of water in the middle of a shisa rabim. A little puddle there. We'll see how little the puddle is. Shisa rabim mehalechas boy. But it's. People still walk through it, even though it's a little bit, so there's a little bit of a depression. Water has gathered there. So that doesn't, as long as people still walk through that, that's considered part of the Shasar Rabim, as opposed to you get to the point where people will not walk there, then it will not be part of the Shasar Rabim anymore. So at this point, it's people are still walking through there. Hazarik Lusecha, Dalanamas is Chayiv. So it's considered Shasar Rabim, so somebody would throw Dalanamas and land in that thing. So he landed in Shasar Rabim and he's Chayiv. Bekamahu Rekak Mayim. What's considered a valid Rekak Mayim that's not considered set off from the rabim, which is a rabim, pachas miyut tvachim. As long as it's not 10 tvachim deep, theoretically people will still walk through there if necessary. So it's hiluch ayirei tchak. Okay. Then it continues and it says, "Berakak mayim shvus rabim mehaleches boy hazark l'soichad al ramas is chayiv." Okay, and berakak mayim which people walk through. Somebody throws al ramas is chayiv. That seems to be it's repeating itself. Right? Okay. Well, even if it would be true, if it's not found in the middle of a road, it's not found in the middle of a road. Here's in the middle of a road, and so you have this thing. Will people walk around it? Will people walk through it? If people walk around it. It's not part of the Shazaram anymore. If people walk through it. It's part of the Shasar. Even if they only do it in case there's a lot of traffic and certain depth, you're not going to walk through it in a lot of traffic. You just don't go down to the pit, right? If it's fairly shallow, if you need to, you'll walk through it if you have to. But the mission seems to repeat itself. So we want to know why does it repeat itself? So Bishlam, it says the word rakak trezimni. It talks about a rakak twice. So I understand why it says it twice. It wants to stress that there's no difference between Chad b'Moisek Chama and Chad b'Moisek Shamim. It applies both in the winter and the summer. mitzricha, I need to point it out. Okay, and the more is going to argue this difference in both directions. The Yashminin b'yimersacham, I would say in the summer you walk through it. You know, I don't mind walking through the water in the middle of it's 95 degrees out. It's great. You know, walk through some water, you get wet, it cools you off a little bit. In the winter, you know, when it's the cold time, I don't want to walk through cold water and get myself soaking wet, and I'm not going to walk through there. So emaloi, I would say maybe that's not considered part of the Rabbin. And v'yashmina b'mosek kshamim, so then we say, agar the mitanif mikri benochis. You know, listen, the roads are muddy. It's the rainy season, so you're a mess anyway walking through the roads, you know. So you go through some water again, so who cares? But in the summer, amasichama, I would think maybe you don't want to go walk through this puddle in the middle of Shas Rabban, which means it's going to be muddy and dirty, whatever it is. So tzricha, we need to point out that there's no difference between Shas Yochim and Shas Rabban. It's still considered people walk through, that it's a place, it's part of Shas Rabban. Ella, he looks, trezimni lamali, says, what if the stress that you walk through it? That's the point is that you walk through that. The Rava want the Mishnah to say? He wants to say, Brakakmaim, Shas Rabban, Mizark, Lesoch, Achayiv. That's really the point. The rakak is part of the Shas Rabban, because you walk through that, but that's what we said in the Reish already. So you have to say Mahalechas twice. Say, you should finish off the Mishnah with the words, Brakakmaim, Hazark, Lesoch, Adal Ram, Shas Chayiv. Why do you have to stress in Mahalechas twice? It's stressing Shema Mino, that if you walk through it, that's considered a valid part of the Rishus Rabbim. But if you don't walk through it, then it's not considered part of the Rishus Rabbim. It's saying it's stressing the idea of Hiluch, even though it's an uncomfortable Hiluch and not you don't usually use it for that purpose. But the Maisa, there's a Hiluch, so you're chai. But I'm stressing that only Hiluch can create that concept of being part of Rishus Rabbim. But Tashmish cannot create that concept of being part of the Shas Rabban. So your uncommon usage of putting something in a guma would not make it part of the Shas Rabban, and therefore, Rabba says, the Mishnah seems to support what he's saying. Okay, Rabbi Huda's a new piece, let's see Rashi. Okay.
Can the water be flowing?
As long as it walks through it, I don't care. If, right, my precious that Malkum is just Tisha Zakrashi. Dafka Nokat, we specifically discussed the height of Tisha. The cause of the Ksufe, the analog verbal number, because it's a height which you could use to adjust something, and it's not too high, not too short. Mizrak Matkil is Allah the Saif Dal, the person landed through a Dalad Amis, it landed on top of the thing, is Chayv. Mechasri Luye, given the circle, the Rabim. It's part of the usage of the Rabbim, which is Rabbim who bein rochel bein kotzer, irregardless of how large it is. Shreger asked him, Rashi later on, which seems to indicate that that's not true. Guma mukayut has if it's 9 tefachim deep, my what's a locha? Skaver shes yachid the asura tanya leil, but regards that the status of shes yachid needs 10. We learned before the oimka kigayv. 10 tefachim high, 10 tefachim deep are the same. Did the either one can create a shes yachid? The tani chavitz omak yud berachav dalad shes yachid. If it's 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim deep, it's a shes yachid. So Rav shes yachid, we say height and depth are the same thing. So maybe the guy be this halach of 9, which is mechasvi, should also be the same. So hachamai. Did we say that people will bend down and put something there to come back to get it later on? People need to use it. It's just a rabbim who is part of the rabbim or not? So Rav Yosef said yes. No, my time. So it's not part of the Rishus Rabbim. It's only used in a ayreat chak, so therefore it's considered only a karmelus. Okay, we quoted the first brisa by the kupa. If it's 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim high, imetalton you can't carry from it into shadam. That's the box is the rishus yachid. Who's pachas mikan? If it's less than 4x4 or it's less than 10 high, then you can carry from it. If it's 4x4 and it's less than 10 high, so it's a, that's carmelous. So how are you allowed to carry from there into Shizu Rabin? The answer is Lagos Rabbanon, the Ptule Mataras Kalim, Hoyal Baklihu. They did not create a din of carmelous on Kalim. So it remains a Kalim, not a Rishus. The guy by that aloha. Then it says, Bechem Beguma. My love, Bechem a Sefer Koi, Nami Koi. It's going back on the Sefer. The Pogs in the Khan is Metalta Lechatkili. You're allowed to carry from it back and forth. Now over here, it's not a Kalim. So the only reason why it'd be Mutter is because it's not, why is it under carmelous? Because we consider it part of the uses of the Rabbin. Alma Rishas Rabbin Choshev Lei. So it's considered Rishas Rabbin. Vuk may be the Omuk test, the Mishamshin by Iksas. We'll have to talk about a depth which people would use still. Because it says down till 10. So Lora Resha. Agavoya Yud Rechabadal, the Habishas Yochid, Ksani became Meguma. So if it's 4x4 and it's 10 high, it's Rishas Yochid. And if it's 4x4 and it's 10 deep, it's also Rishas Yochid. Okay, Nishkavin, Lishpais Rishas Rabbin. The person making Ruvit Chuman, so he, putting the item there, the food there, gives him a status of, that's his Makam Shvisa, that's where he's being established for Shabbos. He can go 2,000 amas from that point in any direction. Kilo Shabbos Sham, as if he was started out Shabbos standing there. He has to have kavanah to do it in a place where he could use the Erev. If he would want to eat it. So therefore that's why it works. The Makam Tita Garem, we have it where his food is, where his pass is, that's Garem, that's a Cheshivas thing. The Awesome Shachin, if that's where a person is nigger after his food. Okay? Obviously, he's in the city. Even though he was in the city, but this is where his food is, that's his meal, that's where he is, the person's mind is where his food is. Okay, so the Malam Yutvachim is Ruvi Erev, so that the Yachalit the Shabbos, so the point is you can get to it on Shabbos, you can take it out on Shabbos. So what's the case? Either the name of a board, the East Bay Yud, Omek, if it's 10 Tvachim deep, and what does it mean, Lamala? Lamala, the Zloy Be'Oisei, means you put it close to the top, it's much deeper, but you put it close to the top. You put it above 10 tzvachim from the bottom of the bor. Rashi actually is measuring 10 from the bottom. I don't know why Rashi does that. Okay. And my lamata the sotoyva, so you put it lower down. You put in the lower 10 tzvachim. So I don't understand. My ruve erib, hare habor, which is the yachid, the whole thing is. From the rim and down. He wants to have his Mokam Shvisa in the Rishas Rabim. He didn't put it on the next to the, on the rim, but rather he put it inside the bor. He's the one Rishas, and it's another Rishas. You want to be Shavis over here, you can't get that food to be over here. You might go inside, you could go in the pit and eat in there, that's fine, but you don't want to be Shabbos there, you want to be Shabbos here. So it doesn't work. That can't be the case. The case is, it's talking about it means that the whole bore was less than 10 in its whole depth. If the depth of the bore goes more than 10 down, it has at least a depth of 10 tefachim inside of it, so then it doesn't work, because it doesn't work. I don't care where it's placed, it's just a yachid. You can't get to it. But if the whole depth of the board is above 10 down from the ground, in other words, it's less than 10 total, it works. We don't consider it like it's in a carmelis. Amatash is the Rabban Choshev Lei. We consider part of the Rishus Rabban. That's Akash and Rava. So Rava sometimes answered saying, Huve Ruve Bekarmelis. Gun Shahoya Bor Zeb Bebika. The boar wasn't in the middle of the road, but rather it was in the field. So it's a Karmelis. He's coming Lishpiz al Swas. He wants to be on the Swasa boar. The boar Nami, Kimin Deloy Omek Yud Karmelisu. So it's saying, it's a caramelist, he's in a caramelist, you can within dollar amas, you can move from the caramelist. But my correlate in these caramelists for some, first of all, you want to be shabbos for sister rabbim. It means if he's an amishas a yachid, dilo havoi hai bor bechotzer, fil omak yod and ruve erib. If the bor be in the chotzer of somewhere, so that would work. Because the chotzer is a yachid and the bor is just a yachid. Okay. That's one answer. Sometimes he answers the Rishon Rabbim, the Dafka Klan. He says Rishon Rabbim means Rishon Rabbim. A bor shel pachas miyud is caramelist. I hold the bor less than 10 fachim deep is not Rishon Rabbim, it's caramelist. Can you mean, like we said before, the Lashon Mitash, it's not a valid usage. The kasha l'cho, hechi motzi ma'apik lei, so how can you take out from the caramelist to Rishon Rabbim? Akarach k'niyas erev ben ha-shmashas, Isa, erev is always effective ben ha-shmashas, kishakir ha-yayim in the beginning of the day, when Shabbos starts. And Rebbe he the armor be erevin the shmuz gozu chachamim be isur shabbos legozer le elish b'shabbos. The rabbanon is only applied on Shabbos itself. Vaday Shabbos vaday Shabbos the definite Shabbos. Well, ben hashmosh is not ben hashmosh with the suffix. Hilchon mikarmelus which is a rabbim shus ba'amu from karmelus which is only a shmuz. Ben hashmosh is royal litle misham. You could take it out ben hashmosh. Well, ochlo you could eat it. The fiach kana erev therefore the erev is valid erev. I'm saying that this I really have a diuk that this is correct. Rekak is gravila. Remind myself in beloved, it's a little bit of a depression which water is flowing on is floating on it. A little bit of a puddle. People walk through it. They walk through it with their feet. Suppose as long as it's less than 10 tefachim deep. They're not 10 tefachim deep. It's chayiv. Show Rishus Rabban Gemurah, Rishus Rabban. So Rabban said, but the mission repeats itself twice. El Hiluch trace in the Lomeli. Why did it say the word Hiluch twice? Listing the safe, Verkak Mayim, Rishus Rabban, Hazarak Vesecha, is Chayiv. That's all you have to say. Verkak Mayim, Rishus Rabban, means you throw in it, you're Chayiv. Well, understand, it means based on what we said in the Rasha. Rishus Rabban Alechas Boy, why did it say those words? Rishus Rabban Alechas Boy, that's extra. Why do we have to say those words that it's if people walk through that? We understand that. That's what the mission is saying. It's something when you walk through. We know that. So it has to be part of a use so much the Rabbim uses. Ella, the answer, the reason why it said is Lahachi Hadar Tanya, the reason why it repeated itself is Dafka Shehiluch L'Rabbim. It has to be a place of walking. It's not normally, you don't usually walk through there because it's a little bit of, only if necessary will you walk through there. Shmehil, that's also called a valid place of walking. But if it would be a different type of tzarech rabim for placing something there, but not for walking, it's like the rishus rabim if it's like a day of tzach. So that's Rav's raya. Okay.